In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor explains why birdwatchers are so distracted at this time of year.
Have you noticed friends or coworkers looking a little sleep-deprived lately? Perhaps these same people complain of a sore neck and look past you into the trees while you're talking. You may be encountering birders caught up in the excitement of spring migration. Sure, a variety of birds have been migrating through central Illinois since February. During the late winter and early spring, approximately 240 species of birds passed this way. But for most birders, the highlight of spring is songbird migration, and that becomes most intense in the next couple of weeks. There are great numbers of birds and a great variety of species represented in this wave. According to Dave Enstrom of the Illinois Natural History Survey in Champaign, hundreds of thousands of individuals belonging to over 120 species move through or into central Illinois at this time. Most exciting among these are members of a family of birds known as warblers. These are strikingly beautiful little birds that average only about a third of an ounce in weight. Although they are small, warblers migrate long distances from wintering ranges in Mexico, Central and South America, to breeding areas in the U.S. and Canada. As they move north, warblers feed on insects, especially the caterpillars, bees, and wasps that populate the crowns of trees as they flower and leaf out. This habit of the birds accounts for warbler neck among birders who spend too much time looking up at them. Although 20 species of warblers breed in Illinois, only 7 species nest in Champaign County. Most individuals of the 37 species that occur in Illinois are just passing through on their way further north. Ironically, the highly fragmented nature of the central Illinois landscape makes for great warbler watching. Migrating birds that need trees to feed in when they stop are concentrated in urban areas and the isolated woodlands that remain here. It seems almost foolish to try to describe in words the vivid beauty that prompts birders to get out of bed before sunrise day after day. Some warblers are all about color. The Blackburnian warbler's throat and head, for example, exhibit such a bright combination of orange and yellow that it looks to be on fire. And the cerulean warbler, well, if you've only experienced cerulean as the color of a crayon, you've got to see this bird. Other warblers are about patterns. The aptly named black and white warbler, for example, makes up for its lack of color in the same way a zebra does by sporting stripes so bold they appear to be painted on. If you're new to birding, or just interested in getting out with people who share your enthusiasm, you might want to check out the Sunday morning bird walks hosted by the Champaign County Audubon Society at Busey Woods in Urbana. Walks start out from the parking lot of the Anita Purvis Nature Center at 7:30 a.m. and last until about 9.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the U of I Department of Animal Biology.